We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The new guys.
Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Buenos dias. We are your new morning show. We are the new guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, familia. Hopefully you had a great weekend. The weather was on point. Now we got a brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Go out and get them. My name is Edgar. This is Brian right here.
What's happening?
Chelsea's back.
Good morning.
She's got some good stories from her epic weekend trip. Can't wait to get to those. Shout out to Alex D on social media. Good morning, Alex.
Hey.
Alex, you can tell, partied it up every single second of LA Pride for sure.
Yeah.
It was lit.
Shout out to Tamara on the phones, 877-971-HITS. Call or text. Producer Brad, good morning, bro.
What's up?
Audio producer Majestic, buenos dias, bro.
What up?
Kicking off Mondays, how we always do with a little Monday motivation for you, familia. This comes from a Mexican-American actress that's a local here in SoCal. She's from Norwalk, Califas. She won her first ever Tony Award last night for featured actress in a musical. She actually graduated also from Orange High School of the Arts, man. It's super cool. Her name is Lindsay Mendez, and this is what she had to say when she accepted her award.
I just want to say, when I moved to New York, I was told to change my last name from Mendez to Matthews, or I wouldn't work. And I just want to say how proud I am to be a part of a community that celebrates diversity and individuality. And to all of you artists out there, just be your true self and the world will take note. Thank you so, so much.
Super awesome message right there. There it is. And then the air horns went off inside Radio City Music Hall from the DJ.
That may not have been an accurate portrayal at the end of it.
No, but here's the message, right? I think so many times in life you may question like, damn, I need to be like someone else or I need to be like this person in order to make it in whatever you're trying to make it in, you know? And to be more successful. But the reality is that your competitive advantage in life is being yourself and maximizing your unique gifts and talents because no one else is like you.
Right.
So just be yourself, man. Don't be afraid of it.
Well, it's part of that entertainment business thing, man. We get like hammered into these roles of cast. We're looking for a certain type.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking for like a Liam Neeson type or whoever. And so then that's when people start going in, you start looking at acting roles. It's like, nah, I can't envision you because it takes a long time for you to finally be able to be your authentic self in any production.
And I think no matter what field you're going into, there's so many times, man, like family members, your own parents, be like, yo, why can't you be more like your cousin Erica? Yeah. Or whatever it is, you know? It's like, that's, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, like, be yourself, own that situation, you'd be doing all right.
Yeah, I was gonna say, even, I mean, being in, like you said, any industry, but also, you do it to yourself, you know? You see someone that you feel like is smarter than you, is brighter than you, more articulate than you, and I think that's where you can get in your own head about it.
Yeah, my parents say it all the time. Why can't you be more like your brother Killian? He's successful, works in New York, has a job in social justice, and I'm like, you're right. I don't know. I should.
This is why you can't be more like him. Because listen to how much fun Brian has in life.
Yeah.
Bro, what did you get into this weekend? It's been a while since you stayed in LA. You weren't traveling for work. And it looked like you had a blast. We kicked off with some drinks on Friday right after the show on a nice rooftop.
I had FOMO, guys. I was like, oh, man, they're having fun without me.
It was a great time, man. I went out to the Dodgers Braves game with a bunch of buddies who from Atlanta. So we did that. We hung out in Silver Lake. Dodgers put a beat down on the Braves on Friday. Then on Saturday, show at the Ha Ha Comedy Club. And then Sunday, I just all about Pride, man. I wanted to go down there. It's like, you know, 6 blocks from my house. I really loved the entire celebration of Pride. I think it's awesome. I think it's great to show the LGBTQ community that, you know, that allies that, you know, we support. I felt like just the excitement was so fun down there.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, I've never seen more 50-year-old men with shredded abs in my life. Like, these dudes were absolutely shredded. The LA Fire Department had my favorite float of the entire parade. They just decked out like one of their longest fire trucks with dudes dancing all over the top of it. And I am motivated. I'm going on like a keto diet and drinking water all week because I'm trying. If these 60-year-old dudes can have abs, I gotta give it a
you
shot.
Got this.
They're done twice my age, man.
I'm on the taquito diet. That one works pretty good for you too, bro. That's awesome, man. Make sure you check out Brian's social media. I'm sure there's still some stories out there. You're loving these bird scooters, bro. You and your bro.
Bird scooters. We had a blast on those. I've also been reviewing Harry Potter movies.
I know.
I was turnt this weekend.
And that's why you're not like your brother Killian, bro. Right. You know what I'm saying? What's that? Your social media, bro, so people can check it out.
At Moot Comedy. And I'm going through every Harry Potter right now. And it's funny. My friend was like, I'm glued to him because it's like you're a man in your 30s finding Harry Potter for the first time. And I was so mad when Malfoy kicked Dobby down the stairs that I've like blocked that actor on Twitter.
I was like living for it because I was watching your Instagram story and I never knew you were a fan. And I was like, this is amazing. I love that you were having so much fun watching it.
The new guys on 97.1.
Camp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Hopefully you're having a great weekend, familia, and kicking off to a good Monday. We got a weekend recap. Chelsea had quite the flight. Not only Adele was sitting next to her, but another huge, amazing actor was sitting behind her.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that in just a sec. For myself, I had two missions for the weekend, right? One was to not be a little biatch when leaving my 1.5-year-old Ariela.
That's huge for you. I don't know if you have a babysitter and it takes you an hour to leave the house.
Yeah, and you've only done it a couple times, right?
Exactly. Last time it took me an hour to release her, and Ariela was in my arms sleeping, and I still couldn't give her up.
I mean, when your wife is the one saying, like, let's go, like, that is, you're being a little biatch there.
So, guys, I was successful. It only took me 10 minutes
okay.
to give up Ariela and take off. But then I had a major fail on our date. Mm-hmm. Dinner was great. Broken Spanish restaurant downtown. Definitely recommend it. Super good. And, you know, want to switch it up, want to get Mexican food. And then
variety.
I'm like, oh, I got you. We're going to go to this rooftop. Long story short, I didn't call ahead, and it was closed down for a private event. So I made my wife walk in high heels downtown blocks. We get there. We can't go there. We got to walk more blocks. Finally went to the Intercontinental Hotel. Has a beautiful rooftop up in like 73rd floor. By that time, my wife has blisters.
Right.
Oh, man.
So I feel terrible. You know, she's really cool. She's a trooper. We come home. My second mission. Saturday morning, avoid going hiking with her, right? I don't hike just to hike. There's got to be a purpose behind it.
Mm-hmm.
This time there's a purpose. Try not to get divorced, right?
Yeah, keep her happy, man.
So guess what we did Saturday morning? Went to Runyon Canyon,
yes.
Right? Which are here in the Hollywood Hills, some trails. We go out there. But I had a backup plan, Brian, and this was thanks to you, bro.
You couldn't find parking, just take off?
What did you tell me? You're like, yo, it's impossible to find parking.
If you find parking the first lap at Runyon Canyon, like, you are lucky.
Because it's street parking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I tell Especially on a weekend, too, because no one moves.
Oh, yeah.
Babe, we're going hiking, but if we can't find parking in 10 minutes, that's just a waste of time. We got to roll
ridiculous.
Out. Guys. Three cars away from the main entrance, there's a parking spot.
In your face.
And I was like, dang it!
It's destined that you get and push Ariela up that trail.
Jen, it's like, oh, great. So Ariela's asleep. I got to push Ariela in the stroller up Runyon Canyon,
I'll give you that. That's hard.
We made a wrong turn somewhere. I don't know. There's a path where it's paved and another one where it's just dirt. We were on the dirt path pushing the stroller. I was the only person there pushing the stroller up the hill. We finally made it. Chelsea doesn't think we made it to the top.
Okay, so I was looking at your Instagram story and you're like, oh, it's been so crazy. Such a crazy hike. We're to the top. And I'm looking and I know Runyon Canyon like the back of my hand. I mean, I go a few times a week. Where you posted you were at the top, I'm sorry to like blow your cover. It was not even one third the way up. Like that is the where you were at is the downhill part where I'm finally like, woo, almost to the bottom of the hill.
Well,
life is all about perception. It was up from where we started and it had a decent view, and that's what I said was the top.
To be fair about that though, the trail that they took, you actually have to like hike up a trail, stairs and stuff like that. And they've got a stroller, so it's like you can't be dragging a stroller and a baby.
Thank you, Brian.
I get mad when I see people hiking down the steep part with a baby strapped to the front of them. Because I'm like, yo, dude, one slip up,
exactly.
And that baby ends up being something that you fall on as a cushion.
What happened on Friday that now you're taking Edgar's side
it's
on
true.
This? Come on,
he's just speaking the truth.
I don't know, maybe a flight, with a dead. And some wildly famous actor. I don't know, Chelsea. Maybe Edgar and I are friends now in the same level playing field.
So, guys, I'll wrap it up with this, man. So, I get to the top, my top, of Runyon Canyon, and I start doing push-ups, just messing around to show off. Literally, I get up from doing push-ups, and Janet goes, "Really, really, babe? You think you're showing off? Look at that guy over there. A guy, at least 60-year-old vintage dude, came up the same trail we did on crutches,
oh.
and now."
God.
Is doing push-ups with his feet up on a fence, doing push-ups.
Oh, my God.
And as I'm walking by there trying not to make eye contact with him because he saw me doing my 5 push-ups, he says, yo, bro, can you take picture and video of me doing these awesome push-ups? Next thing you know, I'm taking video pictures of this dude just so smashing it. Check out a story at 97.1 Amp Radio. Check out the pictures. But my epic highlight, guys, was taking my daughter, Ariela and Janet, Saturday night to their first Dodger game ever. Dodger fans, since Fernando Valenzuela, it was absolutely amazing, man. Absolutely amazing. Coming up next, Chelsea.
Woo.
Sitting next to Adele.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
I'm going to reveal this big actor. Also, Brad Pitt.
The New Guys. Amp Radio. 97.1.
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
All right, speaking about traveling, our girl Chelsea took a trip for work this weekend. And on the plane, not only was Adele chilling next to you, but also my twin brother, Brad Pitt.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
you guys,
insane.
I can't even. I, like, texted you guys immediately and was like, you guys, I can't believe this. First off, I've never flown first class before. And I'm not that bougie. I'm not that fancy. Like I said, like Edgar said, I went for work. So I guess it was cheaper than business class. Somehow,
whatever.
It was the most amazing experience. Like 4-course meals, I was living for it. I was literally living my best life.
Thank you for clarifying that Adele and Brad Pitt were in first class.
Yeah. I'm assuming. I thought they flew privately.
Well,
right?
You think so? As I'm getting on, right before the flight takes off, of course Adele comes on with her son. Like the minute before the flight's about to take off, she comes on. They sit right behind me. And just so you know, in the first class, there's 12 seats. It's super small, super private. Adele's son's literally sitting behind me. She's sitting next to me. I can see her when I turn my... This is not creepy at all. When I turn my TV thing, I can see her reflection. So, like, as we're drinking champagne, I'm like, oh, we're totally drinking it together. Like, this is cool. But
Did you do my joke?
Please.
Okay, so the whole time I found myself the 10-hour flight figuring out what I was going to say to her. I'm a huge Adele fan.
Right.
She's just so down to earth, so cool from what I've known of her. Never interviewed her. So much respect for her. And I hear her, like, it was cute, like her relationship with her son. She's such a good mom. She's just so cute. Her son at one point was running up and down the aisles and I was high-fiving him and she's like, honey, give the lady a high five. She's like, and so I'm hanging out with the son, like we're just having good times. But like I'm literally obsessing, like, what do I say to her? I need to say something. This is like a once in a lifetime thing.
Right.
What do I do? So finally, the time comes where she goes to the bathroom. I'm like, this is my time. I got to get up. I got to stand in line with her at the bathroom. Also, not creepy at all. But so
no, you just
got to
banter. You got to banter in the bathroom.
And in my head, I'm thinking to myself, okay, what am I going to say? Adele, your last album got me through my worst breakup I've ever been through. Adele,
that's a good one.
I just think, you know, respect your work. I'm thinking of all these things. What I say? I get up. I'm standing behind her in the bathroom line. And we make eye contact. And I go, the only thing that comes out is, I'm as obsessed with Beyonce as you are. And she looks at me and she goes, she's my queen. And I go, no, she's my queen. And we have this fangirl moment over Beyonce together. And I go, I was at her Coachella performance. It was my life changing. She goes, I was having, and we were just literally standing in line for the bathroom, fangirling over Beyonce. And then I kind of went on to tell her how much I love her music and stuff. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. And, you know, just so cool, so down to earth, amazing.
That was good, but I think you should have gone with Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian, what was yours?
I wanted her to
Chelsea was texting us. What do I do, guys? What do I do?
She was in the seat in front of her, so I wanted her to peek through like the crack between the two seats and go, hello from the other aisle.
Thought about it, but the thing is, I feel like that happens so much to her. You know it does. That's a reoccurring joke.
And my
sure.
suggestion was to offer to breastfeed her child.
And I was like, that's the weirdest request I've ever received.
Yeah,
and
I'm
just going to disregard Edgar ever said that. So then the funny thing was, like, so the whole trip, I'm like listening to her conversations and she's just so funny. And I hear this guy next to her start talking to her and they're like talking about kids and he can tell he's like encouraging the conversation, continue. Yeah. And I'm like, oh gosh, this annoying guy is probably bothering Adele. Like what? Oh, what's he talking about? His kids taking Japanese? Or like he's like going on. And so sure enough, like the end of the flight comes. We're all getting, you know, getting our stuff, standing up. I'm still clearly staring at Adele. But everyone stands up. The guy sitting next to her, you guys, is Brad Pitt.
Get out of here.
And I am in my head. I'm like, is this happening? This is not real life. And I look at Brad and he looks at me. And I smile and he smiles back. and then it happens again. We have this like exchange.
Oh my gosh, Chelsea.
Yeah, and then Adele's like, have fun with your kids. She yells to him and he's like, oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. And then as we're walking out of the plane, we come to the intersection where like he's walking this way and I'm walking that way, and it's just him and I standing there about to exit the plane, and I stand there kind of like frozen, like about to let him go, and he goes, No, honey, go ahead. And I was like, I will go ahead, Brad. I will go. And so we walked out, they exited a private exit. I almost followed them just because I was like, why not? But yeah, it was one of the most surreal moments on a flight. But it was cool too, you know.
Do you understand? You fangirled so hard over Adele that the biggest actor on the planet was right there,
you guys.
And you didn't know till the end.
Oh my gosh, he was looking so good too.
Damn.
So handsome, Brad Pitt. Come
I was
on.
Hoping you would have gotten his number. Is he single right now, Brad Pitt?
He is.
You got to do more for
There's
the show, man.
There's too much
man.
Baggage going on there.
You're too selfish on these flights. You did nothing for us,
girl. Forget about the baggage. It was God's plan, homie.
God's plan.
Oh, come on.
God's plan.
The new guys. Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Vince Vaughn was actually arrested over the weekend for DUI and resisting arrest in Hermosa Beach, California. It actually happened at a DUI checkpoint, and the passenger in his car was also taken into custody for public intoxication and obstruction. So obviously, it wasn't a pleasant interaction.
I don't even know what happened. I can't even remember the procedure.
Did they say like who the passenger was?
Mm-mm, they're not saying.
I feel like when I read the details of the story, I think it's a little unfair to say resisting arrest. I think what happened is that those checkpoints, they were just annoyed that they were stuck in it, mm-hmm. and they weren't trying to get out of the car because, I mean, well, clearly they'd been drinking.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Cow, checkpoint, like, come on, let us go." I guarantee you, like, I'm Vince Vaughn came out of either his passenger, probably his passenger. That's the passenger's job.
Right.
Like, do you know who he is? Let us go. And I think it was like a misdemeanor DUI. Huh. So it wasn't like the full out felony, like he's being crazy, like, you know, drunk or whatever.
The passenger's job is also to switch seats with Vince Vaughn.
He's like, dude, he's like 6'7". No one's switching seats with Vince Vaughn.
He's getting his legs
around
the
crawling
console.
Over.
There's no way.
Unless he's like in the old school station wagon, you know, say with his mad space.
I still think the thing that always boggles my mind now is like people that famous, you're going out in Manhattan Hermosa on a weekend, Saturday night, just get a driver.
Get an Uber.
Come on, bro.
Or something even.
Uber,
you know?
Or just have a driver. Yeah. Just someone who's just, you know, gonna chill in an SUV and just wait and drop you off at bars.
Right.
It's just such a safer way to do things.
For you and everybody else around you.
Yeah, it's not worth it. All right, today is the day, you guys.
All right.
IHOP has revealed what the B stands for in their name change going from IHOP to IHOB. Drum roll, someone, please. It's not breakfast or bacon.
No way.
Burgers.
Shut the front door.
Burger, Big Mac, Whopper, hamburger, cheeseburger, Big Mac.
Yep. No way.
Yeah,
I'm genuinely shocked right now.
I know, so they just revealed it like an hour ago.
What?
But the funny thing is people were, there were sightings of like signage at IHOP restaurants that said burgers, 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 which their whole slogan is pancakes, pancakes, pancakes. And then actually the IHOP over on Sunset and Orange changed their sign, but they just had a sheet over it. But it's like pretty obvious that it says burgers.
Right.
But what I think's crazy is that IHOP is right across the street from In-N-Out Burger. So that's direct competition. Also, I don't know that they're going to sell out, like be better than that.
Is this going to be like, is it just like a today thing or is it going to be a forever thing?
Well, I thought maybe it was just something they were doing for like a month, 2 months, whatever. Maybe it's burger month. Who knows? But the thing is if they change the sign, like that's pretty, you know, permanent.
I think it sounds extreme to us because it's day one, right? And so we're like, oh my God, International House of Burgers. And I don't know why everyone cares. Because it's not like
they're changing their
not
menu.
Like everyone was going to IHOP all the time anyway. I mean, I guess it's just like nostalgia and we love the old schoolness. But in 5 years, no one's going to remember that it was IHOP anyway, with how fast we move.
So I think
this is probably just like one of those situations where they go, yo, we're a diner. We sell burgers most of the day. No one really comes here for the pancakes anyway. So might as well just change it to something moving forward where we can have some long-term viability, even if it seems extreme.
Yeah, exactly.
Gold you ain't got the answers, man. Kanye doesn't agree with you, Brian.
No, Kanye does not agree.
Suck it, Kanye.
Last little story. LA Pride went down over the weekend. Interestingly enough, this was the first time in 48 years that the event completely sold out.
Right.
And they actually had to turn ticket holders away at the door and then later issued an apology saying that they oversold it. So that was kind of the drama that went down this weekend.
Like
just
because
the
of fire code, too many people in there?
Exactly.
I was down there. It was chaos, man. Like I walked down Santa Monica from La Brea all the way into like Crescent Heights area where I was hanging out. And man, it was packed. It was awesome. The amount of love there, that was crazy.
That's great. To catch highlights from the Chelsea Report and the New Guys, you can listen to our podcast at ampradio.com.
The New Guys. Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I don't know about you, but I still can't process the fact that IHOP is no longer IHOP. It's IHOB. Like,
with
that sounds really. Yo, you guys want to go eat at IHOB? This sounds terrible.
No.
International House of burgers? What?
I'm gonna get a burger from him after the show.
You're so worked up.
It'd be like if Denny's changed to Lenny's or something. It's like, it just doesn't feel right. Yeah. It's gotta
go to Lenny's.
That sounds such a, like, feels a creepy
clunky
restaurant.
IHOB. It's very clunky. Yeah, it's a clunky name. I don't know.
Sounds like somebody's injured. Like, you used to hop. Now you just hob.
You hobble.
You hob it. Yep.
Anyways, I'll get over it. I promise. 97.1 Amp Radio, home of commercial free Mondays.
Thank God we can't have this emotional roller coaster that you're on.
I know.
Right,
this
now
is the most negative I've ever seen you.
Thank you. Thank you for the support, guys. Appreciate
and then you,
you
thank us for
a
saying that.
Case of emotion.
Listen, there are more listeners right now that are feeling the same way that I feel.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel the same. Anyways, about to give you a quick little update, familia. On Franklin the Fig Tree, we have a death poll update for you. If you didn't know, now you know. My next door neighbor, who we don't really know except see her high and by in our building, knocked at our door one day. And we opened the door. She said, hey, can you guys babysit my fig tree? His name is Franklin, and you got to speak truth to it 3 times a day so it can grow healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we couldn't say no, so we said yes. So we have this fig tree chilling in our house now for the last 3 weeks or so.
You're supposed to talk to the fig tree. That's just the most annoying thing ever.
Yeah, so she's away to Canada. She's a USC student, so she's home in Canada, going to come back in August. We asked you to call in and tell us where you feel, where you fall in this death poll. You know, is he going to live through the summer, die this month of June, or die in July? And I have an update for you guys. John from La Cañada. He said Franklin would live the entire summer. Thank you, John. Adriana from Irvine said Franklin would die June, this month.
My girl.
And Jamie from Ontario said that Franklin was going to die in July. So, here it is, guys. Franklin is still alive.
It's early.
What's the damage update? Because last time you said there's a little bit of damage on one of his leaves.
There's a hole in the leaf.
There's a huge hole in one of his leaves, and that hole still exists, but it's really perky now. Like, all its other leaves are coming up, being strong. And I had our audio producer, Majestic, come over this weekend. He was hanging out, and I'm like, yo, Majestic, can you do me a favor, bro? Can you speak some truth into Franklin's life?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he said, looking dead eye. Straight up at Franklin, he said, hey, Franklin, no one really cares about you. You're just a funny radio bit.
Wow.
Oh,
truth.
My God.
Wow.
And then he said, I hope you die.
Oh,
there we
my
go.
Gosh, man. Gracious.
Majestic's on my team, man. I'm rooting for him to die in June.
Brian, you're rooting for June, right?
Yeah, because I'm just perpetually annoyed by your neighbor who not only asked you to watch the tree, which I don't mind asking, but then also, like, the truth-speaking nonsense. Yeah. Get out of here, you hippie.
I think it would be an end to your career if he dies, because you're a motivational speaker. This would look really bad on you if all of a sudden you speaking truth to a tree failed. Ooh, I would question your career choices. I'm just saying.
You just added so much more pressure to this, Chelsea.
But I'm rooting for it to live.
The new guys. Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
If you're a dude and you're on the way to the gym right now, you're already working out, just stop it. Just don't even. Just go straight to your nearest taco spot and just start grubbing, because it's out. It's official. It's a fact. Women in America have been polled, and they all love the dad bod.
I'm going to say that's not true.
Because you don't know what you want yet. That's why.
I know I don't want a taco bod.
Well,
what?
I'm sorry.
Come on, girl.
I'm sorry.
Here's the thing with the dad bod. It is an insult if you don't have children. Because the premise of the dad bod is like grown man who's got other priorities and other things they have to do in their life. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm assuming kids aren't just chill with like, yeah, go to the gym, dad, get that workout on.
Hell
they
no.
are like, keep me entertained.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the insinuation of a dad bod is like, when women like it, it shows a guy that's like got priorities and successful and not going to leave them because they can't get anyone else.
AKA my life right there. So let me break down this poll for you. And Brian, you hit already on a lot of points there, but the women that were in this poll, 67% of women polled say they find men with dad bods attractive. 72% of them would rather marry someone with a dad bod, Chelsea, than a man with a six pack. And yes, Brian, mostly because they believe they would never cheat on them.
I'm not buying this.
Like, there's
at
no
all.
Way anybody else is going to accept you. So stay with me. Well,
do you ever see somebody who's like just shredded? Like, every time I go to the gym, I see these guys that are just shredded, no body fat on them, no nothing. And I'm like, how can your life be any fun?
Mm.
If you don't eat anything fun. You clearly spend most of your waking hours either exercising, thinking about exercising, or eating kale.
Or feeling guilty if you did eat raw the entire time.
I feel like that's the extreme. Because for me, I've never been really attracted to that type. That's a lifestyle, you know? But it's someone that does take care of themselves. And I wouldn't necessarily say I'm attracted to a dad bod.
Chelsea, women are saying 70% of them believe men with dad bods seem happier. You know what I'm saying? 83% of women believe that sporting a dad bod shows high confidence in a man.
See, I think you just chose a story because you constantly are saying that you have a dad bod. And so I think I don't know where this came from, but
I made up. Exactly. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. I think the reason that guys with dad bods look happier is because they've given up on the dream.
What dream, bro?
Of being shredded, and they've accepted it, and they're like, you know what?
They're fully confident.
See, Edgar, you'd be miserable if you couldn't eat tacos, and all you were living on were like shakes all day because you wanted to maintain a six-pack. But you're happy because you gave up on the dream of being a bodybuilder. You just want to be a happy taco-eating dad.
Thank you for confirming that I have a dad bod and a taco bod, Brian. Appreciate you on that, bro. Yeah, dude, my dream was never to be shredded. Like, it's all about like shredded burrito, you know, shredded chicken, chimichanga, shredded carnitas. That's what I'm talking about. Interesting meme found on the gram also. This meme says, guys with abs, uncomfy to lay on. Chelsea, would you agree?
No. Never.
Do you want a rock hard pillow or a fluffy pillow?
Well, like I said, it doesn't need to be the extreme, but like they're not uncomfortable to lay on. I can confirm that.
Your bed also has pillows.
I'm just saying, guys. Spend most of his time on the gym and they ignore you. And then it put a lot of pressure on you as a woman to look flawless.
This is all very dramatic.
I'm just saying. One day you'll accept this, Chelsea. they say guys with dad bods make a good pillow. My point exactly. Always down for a burger, binge drink on the regular, usually are funnier looking.
they have to be funny because they ain't picking you up just by taking their shirt off.
That's the
dream. Dad bods for life.
The new guys on 97.1.
Camp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, putting you on alert so you didn't get cheated on, familia. That is one of our missions on the show. We need your help, though, in exposing the tactics that cheaters use here in SoCal. All you got to do is call in, tell us how you got cheated on. And then we'll learn what red flags were missed. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Julie from West LA, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for wanting to expose the techniques that cheaters use. What is your cheating story?
So I dated a guy for about 6 months, and none of his stories matched up. And we shared a cell phone plan. I was the main line.
Right.
And one of the carriers allows you to receive your messages and phone calls on a second device.
Oh, busted.
So I mirrored his phone.
Oh, to mirror whatever's happening on his phone, you could see it on another device. Got it.
Like in real time. So as they were texting back and forth, it would come to my phone as well.
Oh, hell
no. What was he saying?
He met a lot of different women. In 3 months that I mirrored his phone, he met over 150 different women.
Whoa. Who are you dating? Like Rico Suave? Jeez.
No, I mean, he was thirsty because, like, as soon as he would meet them, like, he met some chick at Fridays, and that night he texted her offering oral services.
Oh, my God. Wow. So you just played along for 3 months?
For 3 months, I played along. We stopped, needless to say, having sex ourselves.
All right, good, Julie.
I was going to say.
I was trying to find the best way to ask you not really ask you that, you know?
Yes. So basically, I had all my evidence. I showed him, and he still tried to deny and say those messages weren't his.
What?
But there was messages where they called him by his name.
That's dirty right there. Julie, what would you say are some of the red flags that you missed throughout this whole situation?
Sound like she didn't miss too many. She had the phone mirrored.
Yeah, exactly. His phone was always on silent. It was always face down.
Face down again.
Yeah.
Fools.
We keep hearing that over and over again. If a man has his phone face down, red flag.
He would sleep with it under his pillow.
Oh my gosh. Does he not know that there's been phones that caught on fire for doing that? What an idiot.
Yeah, well, too bad his didn't.
Wow.
Julie, thank you so much for calling in. We're getting texts from different new guys listeners wanting to know, how do you do that, the mirror thing?
I mean, am I allowed to say the carrier?
Yeah, sure.
It's a T-Mobile feature.
There it is.
Called Wicked or something like that.
And I'm sure there are other apps for other carriers, right? To do this, especially in thinking of like parents for their kids.
Right, who want to see what their kids are up to.
Or, same thing, girlfriends for their boyfriends.
But a lot of different different devices will like link you and tell you like, oh, somebody's trying to tap into your phone. This one never did.
Thank you for dropping so much wisdom this morning, Julie.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
The New Guys. Amp Radio. 97.1.
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Every Monday around this time, we have Tipsy Talk where we interview real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. You're about to hear America from Bakersfield. Breaking it down. Check her out.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Erica and I'm from BK, Bakerstown, Bakersfield.
I thought legit she was representing Burger King.
Bakerstown, Bakersfield.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, what up?
My name is Erica and I'm from BK, Bakerstown, Bakersfield.
I saw you stumbling in there.
Oh, I what? I thought I was just doing a crib walk.
Oh my God. Summer is just around the corner. How does your summer fling roster look like right now?
You know what? It's open for business. Who wants it? Does anyone want it?
But do you have a roster filled with guys or what's up?
Oh, no. That's called the D-list.
Oh.
Ask me what the D stands for.
What does the D stand for?
Really, Joel?
Yeah, you can walk right
on.
Into that one.
Really, Joel?
It's called drinks. Drinks.
The drink list.
Okay.
If you go through a hookup drought this summer, would you call your ex to hook up with them one last time?
Oh, no, baby. You got to do it the right way. You got to call the ex's best friend to get back at the ex. Okay, so.
Ouch. What?
Ouch.
Wow.
Straight out savage in the BK, huh? It's no joke.
It's an aggressive move right there.
Baby, I'm going to be at your ex's best friend's house, okay?
Oh, my God. Father's Day season is in full effect. Do you have any daddy issues?
What?
Oh, I have lots of daddy issues. My first daddy gives me $500 a week. The next daddy gives me $350, but I kind of got to go to the movies with him. You know why I'm over that shit. So I'm just going to stick with daddy number one. So I got one daddy issue, okay?
Oh, God. I'm talking about your real daddy.
Sugar daddy.
No. My daddy's fine. He's at home, probably sleeping while I'm getting drunk. I hope he doesn't hear this.
If you had a son, would you let him date someone like you?
You know, I feel like that's a trick question, and the answer to that is absolutely the f*** not.
Why not?
I mean, look at me. I'm in an interview in the middle of Hollywood, drunk off my ass, not knowing what the f*** is coming out of my mouth. Of course I don't want my child knowing that.
Anything else?
Come party in Hollywood. It's fun. Thank you. Listen to 97.1.
Erica right there.
Did she think that daddy issues meant like baby daddies? I giving her money?
What she wanted it to be. I think she didn't care.
She went down her D-list real quick of like child support roster right there, right? Please drink responsibly, familia. You may end up on Tipsy Talk with Joe Wow going, oh my God.
What's the D stand for?
Do you want to know what the D stands for?
Yeah, tell me. Is it drinks?
Is it Drake, maybe? Speaking about Drake, familia.
God's plan.
The New Guys.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
The big question right now is, did our little sister Chelsea hook up with her ex or not? That is the question. What do you think she did? We brought up this dilemma for you on Thursday before she left for the weekend on her weekend trip. Is it ever a good idea to hook up with your ex, especially knowing that they really want you back?
Right. Well, that was the issue. It was more like not just a, hey, grab a little action. Right. It was kind of like, dude really wants to maybe be back in your life again, which is different.
And it was kind of split. Most of our phone callers that were calling in were like, no, absolutely not. He's an ex for a reason. Yep. You got to move on. You know, for you to be able to move on your love life, you can't have any ex lingering around.
Of course.
But then on text, we're like, get it, girl.
Make it happen. Get
legit.
Some.
A lot of them were like, yo, if you don't, I'm about to fly like, wherever you went to. He is the Scottish hunk. And a few weeks ago, we actually talked to him and you heard him here. And he really wants Chelsea back. This is what he had to say a few weeks ago. Hey, Kieran, we're Chelsea's friends that hang out with her at work. Do you still wish you could get back with Chelsea?
Yeah, every day.
Chelsea.
Gets me every time.
I think that might have been, like, that little clip we have is a little misleading. I think it was like, he was being sarcastic. But a lot of people said on text, like, you know, you guys had good chemistry. Yep. It just didn't work out at the time. But, you know, 8 months has passed. And some people were saying, you know, meet up, see what happens. Like, maybe you guys just meet, grab a drink, and you don't feel it, or maybe you do feel it, but then at least you won't wonder what would happen if you didn't hang.
Exactly.
And before you tell us what happened this weekend, Chelsea, I do want to clarify something because a lot of our New Guys listeners were texting and asking about this. What happened to the guy that you met 3 weeks ago on the plane, Mr. Mile High, that asked you if you had a boyfriend? You said no. You guys exchanged numbers. We all helped you to text him back.
And we had him on the line, man.
He texts back right away.
It was going really well. Mr. Mile High, though, is now 6 feet under. It's over.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing happened.
No, he said, let's make plans next week, and then I never heard from him. This is a typical thing that happens while dating in a big city.
So
they
that's
just
kind of
ghost, yeah.
He's also a famous guy. Let's look,
stop taking his side for a hot second, okay?
Chelsea, what happened this weekend?
All right, well, first off, everyone's advice was great. I literally left the show on Thursday, standing firm in my decision that I was pretty confident I was not going to have him come. Because I thought to myself, this is a weekend about work. It's a short weekend. I want to see some friends that live. It was in London where I was going. I wanted to see some friends. And so I stood firm my decision. I was like, I'll call him when I get to the airport. Let him know. Let him know how I'm feeling. Get to the airport, you know, probably like a half hour before I board the flight. Give him a call. He answers. I say, look, Kieran, you know, I've been thinking about it. I don't think it's a great idea. I think, you know, it's a busy weekend.
Yeah,
I just,
I feel like
I'm going to be stressed and this and that. And I kind of go into my whole, this is like me being Chelsea. I get very like, well, I don't know, this and that. And I just think it's better. And he goes, first off, take a deep breath, Chelsea, which I did. And he goes, look, I just want to let you know. I know this weekend's about you. It's about work. It's about seeing your friends. He goes, I want to see you, but not if it makes it more stressful. He goes, but I will say, he goes, if I come, you know, it doesn't need to be a stressful thing. He's like, I'll see you. He's like, I have friends there. I used to live in London. I'll make plans with them. He goes, and if we meet up, we meet up. If not, you know, like no stress on you. He's like, I just want you to know that I'd be there for you when you'd want to see me, and it's all on your agenda. And I was
okay.
So I'm like, literally, feeling the stress all over the last couple weeks when I've been debating this, I'm kind of like, okay, he knows what to say in that accent. And so then he goes, how about this? Take your flight, the 10-hour flight, and think about it. And then when you land, text me. Shoot me a text. I'll get on the last flight that night if you want me to come.
Wow.
I was like, oh my God, he's so smooth. Like, what do I do?
So what happened, Chelsea? I'm like freaking out right now.
So I said, come on over.
Whoa! Come on. Did you guys meet up?
So he came. He got in Friday night. He met up with all my friends. We had a really great night. Of course, all my friends were obsessed with him. They're like, gosh, he's so hot. My one friend, she's dating a girl. And she even said, she's like, me and my girlfriend were like, he is such a babe, Chels. Like, same thing. Like, get at it. And we had a really fun weekend. To be honest, like, it was actually comforting having him there because it was a working weekend.
How fun was it?
Let's just say it was a really good weekend for both of us.
Whoa!
Yes. And at the end of the weekend, at the last night, he got a little emotional.
What?
And was kind of, you know, because we were like reflecting on our past relationship and what we've been through, and you know, it's obviously still a tough situation because we're so long distance.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
But it was a really good weekend.
Yay!
It was good to see him.
And we still ask Kieran again, like, how often do you think of Chelsea and what happened this weekend?
Yeah, every day.
Chelsea with the ex.
Yeah.
Got
made it happen.
Yeah, but that accent, though, you guys, how do you say no?
You don't.
The new guys.
Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning and welcome, Sassy Alexa, into the building, ready to answer your questions. She's a little banged up.
Out of the backpack and onto the table.
I love it. Imagine the things she's seen and heard being in Brian's backpack.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, just at my house alone in general.
What's going on, bro?
All right, let's check it out. If you have questions, text us 877-971-4487. Let's fire her up. Hey, Alexa, how's your day going?
My weekend was bullshit compared to Chelsea's. Damn, girl.
Whoa.
Next time you go on a trip, you need to take me with you.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have been on the plane with you and Brad Pitt, my little processor would have been fried. I was stuck with Brian all weekend, and this nerd was reviewing Harry Potter movies.
See?
Good move, buddy. That is what the world needs. 20-year-old kids' movies being reviewed by a grown-ass man.
Next time, Alexa, I'll bring you with me for sure.
Yeah, if you didn't know, now you know. Chelsea was on a plane this weekend with Adele and Brad Pitt behind her.
Oh, strong.
And I didn't know Brad Pitt was on the flight till the end of the flight when he stood up. So the whole time I'm thinking, fangirling over Adele, but then, you know, not to one-up her or anything, Brad Pitt, sitting there, next to her. Anyways.
She was annoyed that some guy's like, who is this guy bothering my friend Adele?
Because I was clearly stalking Adele the whole time and like listening, overhearing her conversations, and I heard this guy talking to her. I'm like, oh, some annoying guy is like chatting her up about his kids and stuff. And then at the end, you know, he stands up and I'm like, oh, it's just Brad Pitt. It's like Adele and Brad talking.
Biggest
about life.
Actors of all time.
Good thing Alexa was on the plane with you, though.
Next time, Alexa, I promise.
All right, we got this question. I just want to know this one. I think this is one of the questions of the day. Hey, Alexa, what do you think about IHOP changing their name to IHOB?
What do I think about the International House of Pancakes changing their name to the International House of Burgers? I think in reality, They should have changed the name to the International House of Drunk People Stuffing Their Faces in the Middle of a Night in an attempt to avoid a brutal hangover the next morning. True. Any place that serves food 24 hours a day is basically just a place for drunk people to eat and try not to pass out at the table. In fact, I think that they should make burgers using pancakes instead of buns for all the drunk folk.
I feel like that would be a great idea.
Well, because I feel like the thing is pancakes is what makes them unique. There's so many burger places in LA. Why, or anywhere, why burgers? I'm not
Chelsea's not a fan.
Well, because I'm an In-N-Out. I'm like In-N-Out soul. My soul's all about In-N-Out burgers. Chelsea. So I just think, how can they compete?
I'm sorry. You just can't complain for at least another week. You just flew with Adele and Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And hooked up with your Scottish ex-boyfriend.
Okay. Yep.
So
I will,
sorry. You're like out of complaints for the week.
I will remain quiet. I will go stand in the corner. Is that what you want?
No, just no more complaint. Your life is great.
Speaking of hooking up with your exes, that happens to be the next question.
Hey. Oh.
How strange.
I love that my sex life is the topic of conversation today.
It's going to be that for the next week. Right. Hey, Alexa, what do you think about hooking up with one of your exes?
I think hooking up with an ex is great.
There you
I
go.
Mean, great just for getting a little action on a lonely night. You already know them. They are like a worn-in shoe, and you know how it fits. Don't date them for real again, though, because that shoe will definitely give you blisters if you wear it too much. Also, never do it sober. You need the alcohol as something to blame the hookup on just in case your ex starts catching feelings. You can blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol.
Yes,
blame
girl.
It on the alcohol.
Yes,
she's got some raps on her.
Yeah.
You don't need alcohol if they have a really hot accent.
That's a good point.
You got
just
drunk
saying.
Off of his Scottish accent.
Yeah, I was like, Chelsea. Say more.
Chelsea.
Tell me more.
Chelsea, let's meet up.
Let's do it.
All right.
Edgar's wasn't as good. Sorry.
I apologize.
Let's do it! All right, here we go. Last question from Elena in Sherman Oaks. Hey, Alexa, how come I can't find any of my phone chargers?
This one is enraging and you need to blame your so-called friends for it.
True.
There is nothing more annoying than having to go to the store to buy a phone charger when your phone is dying. Stores charge way too much money for replacement chargers because they know that you are screwed when you show up trying to buy one from them so they can charge you whatever they want.
Damn.
Here is what you need to do. Every time you are at one of your friends' houses, do yourself a favor and steal a charger.
I've resorted to that. My girlfriend accuses me of stealing all her chargers.
Here's the best one. You're charging your phone. It's your charger. It's your house. And then your friends go, what's your charge on your battery? What percentage are you at?
Stay off mine, bud.
You're like, nah, it's not for you.
It's like
my house.
Unwritten rule, right? Like whoever has the lowest percentage on their battery gets the charger.
The best one is me. I'll just walk up, my girlfriend will have it plugged in, and I'll just unplug it and plug mine in, but leave them right next to each other.
That's a huge pet peeve of mine.
So you can just see which phone is like, she's like, wait, who did this? I'm like, I have no idea.
It's your phone?
Alexa did it.
Yeah.
Alexa, thanks for kicking it with us today.
Seriously, Chelsea, save me. Brian is the worst.
Wow.
Take me with you. He still has like 10 Harry Potter movies left and I can't take it. I am cooler than this. Way cooler.
What happened to her?
Sounded like she fell off a cliff or something.
You pushed her.
Alexa, I'm going to take you home with me. I'm going to take Alexa home. Can I take her home with me tonight?
Yeah, take her for a spin.
And like the week, you know, the weekend, he'll take her with me to adventures.
Weird.
Okay, cool. Great.
Take her hiking
that.
And then push her off again.
The new guys on 97.1.
Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
You're about to get an update on Friday's hookup hotline. So Chelsea, you weren't here, so you missed out on it.
I know. I'm excited about this.
It was very interesting because Meg, age 25 from Pasadena, met Will, age 27 from San Fernando.
Mm-hmm.
One of her first questions was just like, how big are you?
Oh, wow.
Like,
shout
are you a
coming
big guy?
Out.
Yeah. Just,
she's into
like
big
that.
Dudes. No, she liked big dudes. She just had a preference.
I see. Okay, because my head went to the gutter.
Yeah. No.
You know?
Well, I'm sure you probably want it there too, or at least ample.
So anyways, in case you missed it, this was their conversation on Friday. And then coming up next, we'll find out how things went for them this weekend. Check it out.
Do you want to tell me what you look like?
I got some honey brown skin. Kind of tall.
Are you big and tall?
Yeah.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah.
That's good because I love a big guy.
Good.
What else? Big family? Pets?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone is large in my family. Yeah.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah, she was all about size.
Wow.
Straight
all right.
up. Megan and Will, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for being back on with us. So, Meg, we told you Friday that our first question was going to be this on Monday, if we talk to you guys again. Did he fit the size? Was he big enough?
I still don't know.
Man, right. I feel so unfulfilled right now. I was so excited to find out.
Me too, man.
Well, you're telling me.
That's a good point.
What happened?
I don't know. I sent him a text, suggested we go bowling, and I never heard back.
Oh, shoot. Will.
Yeah.
Bro, we were just saying on Friday what a nice guy you sounded like. Yeah. Both of you super chill, easy going.
Yeah, it was nothing personal against you, Megan. I ran into an ex. And we hung out for the weekend. There wasn't really a time for me to, like, break off and text you back or, like, hit you up. So it's nothing against you guys at all. It's just what happened. Oof. So I'm sorry about that.
Well, why don't you just at least hit her up? Be like, yo, I'm unavailable or something. Just a quick text.
Yeah. I thought, like, we'd have another moment to do that or, like, later this week or something. So I just... Yeah, well, I just got caught up in that.
I will defend him there. Like, we don't know the history between him and his ex. You know, if you rekindle something and the fire's going, and kind of over your shoulder got caught texting, and who knows, maybe Megan's like, oh, okay, well, let's see what you're up to. Like, she presses it a little farther, and then you're having a conversation. Like, that ex could be like, this is why I don't want to be with you.
Well, so what happened? Did you and your ex rekindle something? Because we also need to know that. So does Meg.
I mean, a little bit, yeah, just kind of like, seeing where we are and like what's next for us. So yeah, I didn't want to like bring you into that.
First of all, I appreciate how honest you're being right now, bro, because I think anybody else would like, oh, you know, I worked and I got called in, mm-hmm. or I got sick. Meg, how do you take this?
I mean, I get it, but like, I don't know, you could have, I don't know, you didn't go to the bathroom all weekend, you couldn't like shoot me a quick text or anything.
Depends on the kind of girl that his ex is, because I've dated some girls that are wild crazy. Yeah.
They're straight up your shadow.
I would have deleted the text from you the moment I met up with her.
Yeah, but I feel for Meg, like there's something about just being ignored, and like, as a female, you're putting yourself out there, you send a text, you expect like something back.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Well, look, at least you were honest, Will. And I'm assuming you're going to try to work things out with your ex, it sounds like. And we're not going anywhere with Meg and Will.
It'd feel weird if we were like, how about next weekend?
Oh, gosh.
Give it a shot.
Will, call in on Friday, see if you and your ex worked it out or not, and then we'll put you back with Meg.
Sounds good.
Just kidding, bro.
Just kidding.
I'm kidding.
See, he's too nice. He's too nice.
Meg's like, no thanks. That seems like a lot of baggage.
Yeah, just chance.
The New Guys.
Amp Radio. 97.1.
Amp Radio.
Commercial Free Monday.
So Robert De Niro stole the show at last night's Tony Awards, using his time on stage while presenting to say, F Trump. Mm. Not only did he say F Trump, but he also said...
Wrong.
It's no longer down with Trump, it's F Trump. And he got a standing ovation from the crowd. Everyone went wild. I was going to play it for you, but it's basically a minute of just him being bleeped out.
Right.
So there's not really much to hear. But, you know, it was a big moment.
Fake news.
I feel like the F Trump at like an award show now is like the equivalent of just yelling nib high football rules. Like, you're just going to get a cheer. You're like, F Trump. You're like, whoa!
It's like low-hanging fruit now.
Right. At this point, I mean, it's newsworthy because it's De Niro, but also it's just kind of like, I don't know, just who cares.
Yeah. Now, you wonder if like the celebrities feel a pressure to say something, because it seems like at every award show now, someone has to say something. I wonder if they like feel that pressure before they go up, or they make the decision, you know, how far out are they?
Well, that's not even a whole lot to say. I mean, it just means like, I don't like clearly De Niro's not a fan of the president, but it doesn't say like he's not making any sort of like, you know, groundbreaking statement about what he disagrees with.
And I think honestly, for that kind of statement being made at the Tony Awards, right, where you have a liberal audience and everybody's going to agree with you, you're kind of preaching to the choir, one. Mm-hmm. And two, in general, it's like not helping in any shape or form of like ending with our nation being so divided.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I think that's a really good point.
I gotta be honest, I was more glued to like this G7 debates and Trump fighting with Angela Merkel from Germany and Justin Trudeau and all that stuff. So like De Niro comes in with that. I'm like, bro, that's not even like, that's not even on the radar of crazy stuff that happened this weekend.
Right. Like, think about this. Trump is gonna be hanging out with the other Kim tomorrow, talking about like nuclear weapons. I'm talking about Kim Jong-un, not Kim Kardashian. And then Dennis Rodman's going to be there for moral support.
Yeah.
These three people are going to be working on nuclear stuff and like world peace. I mean, isn't that wild?
That
negotiating
that? The three of those, Rodman, Kim Jong-un, and Trump, sound like if you told me that was a South Park episode, I would be like, that's a little bit unbelievable. Come on,
South Park.
That's not real.
Ocean's 8 took the box office crown this weekend with an opening take of $41.5 million.
Wow.
The female-driven flick obviously stars Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Mindy Kaling, Sarah Paulson, Rihanna, and suck this, men, okay? Because...
Whoa.
That's better. Wow. That's a better opening than its three male-dominated Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, and Ocean's 13, which stars George Clooney, Matt Damon, and my new BFF, Brad Pitt. So.
Girls. What are the reviews looking like? Like, people actually enjoying the movie, or they just went and saw it?
Well, there was mixed reviews, actually, about it at first. But I think it's interesting that it still has crowned the box office queen this weekend. But it also beat Solo, A Star Wars Story, as well. So.
Well, I'm asking because I'm being very selfish, because my girl wants to go see it this weekend. So I want to know if it's good, too. And listen, I'm down to support the cause.
I was going
to
say support female, the
female. Female-driven movie. But I also want it to be good enough that it goes toe-to-toe with, like, the ones that were, you know, male-driven. Yeah. Like, I don't want it just to be good at the box office because everyone's like, girl power. Like, I want it to, like, literally be really able to see, stand there and go.
Yeah, I've seen mixed reviews, so, but I'm excited to hear your review.
See and tell. It's not going to be as good as you watching Harry Potter recently, Brian. But
I'm only,
you know,
listen, I just finished 4 last night, so.
Lester, Nicki Minaj is headed out on tour. Today she announced she is heading on tour with Future this fall, and she'll be in LA in November. So get excited for that.
Good stuff right there. It's going to be a dope concert.
That's right. To catch highlights from the Chelsea Report and the new guys, you can listen to our podcast at ampradio.com.
The new guys.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
LA Pride went down this weekend. Super epic. The weather was amazing for everybody to take off their clothes and be looking fresh. Brian, I know you were there. You're like, yo, so many 50-year-old dudes with like shredded abs, bro.
Did you take off your clothes, Brian?
No. I left that for the shredded gay friends. I don't want to steal any of the spotlight. It is like that area, like Santa Monica on Crescent Heights, is like when CrossFit meets Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift hit. Taylor Smith hits.
I was like, who's that?
Right now, I feel like I'm surrounded right now. Like, Chelsea's talking, I'm looking at Alex. Sorry. It's like, there's a lot of people in here right now.
You're doing great.
It's the same amount of people.
Yeah, encourage me. There we go.
It's the same amount of people that are always in here, right?
Just a different formation.
We got Alex D, who DJ'd, partied up at LA Pride, giving us a recap. Welcome, Alex D. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, bro.
No, thank you. Yeah, my voice, sorry.
Yeah, you could tell you had a great time.
Yelling going.
Yeah,
LA Pride. Well. Alex D, give us some highlights from LA Pride this weekend. What were your definitely top moments?
Man, it was amazing. The festival this year, I've never been on a Saturday, so I went. Went to the festival Saturday. It was amazing. I know there was a little bit of problems later, but Kehlani shut it down. Like, she was amazing Saturday night. And it was just cool, man. The vibe was so much better this year.
Right.
But I thought, you know, last year they did the Resist thing, but this year it was like so much love, so much fun.
That's dope.
Good time.
I know you mentioned that on Friday when you were giving us an update. It was just more about just embracing each other, embracing the fact that you said something very interesting off the air. Like, you know, that it's one of those weekends where everybody feels like you're being celebrated for at least that one weekend out of the year where people aren't giving you weird looks or whatever it may be or judging you. It's like you get celebrated and you're like, it's only one weekend a year, and the rest of the year, it's kind of tough sometimes. You know, you still get discriminated against and so on and so forth.
It was way less political, too. I mean, everyone's making statements. Like, I saw, you know, there was like people who wanted to celebrate like gun control. There were people that are like, you know, Black Lives Matters. But it just, the vibe seemed more like it was like a party, and we're just celebrating diversity and like just kind of accepting everyone's sexual identity versus like, they just seemed like it was less need to be a political and a politicized event.
Well, just less of a fight something and let's love each other, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like that one weekend where, like, you don't have to have fear at all. Like, you can say what you want and you can say what you believe in, and everybody's like, yeah, let's do that. Let's rally today.
And that's when you know you had a great weekend, when your voice sounds like Alex.
I'm sorry.
That is when it's confirmed.
I'm so sorry.
You had a great weekend.
That parade was packed, too, man. Like, the LA Fire Department had an amazing float. It just seemed like everybody there was more dancing and more shirtless dudes than I've seen in my entire life. And it was great. I had a great time just hanging out down there. I thought, like, the support, I think, from people, like, from who identify as straight, too, I think is also, like, pretty special and pretty unique, because it's not like a gay pride event where it's just like, oh, no straight people. It's like thousands and thousands of everybody, which I think is what makes it important.
Absolutely, man. That's the unity in it, right? Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you giving us an update on that.
The new guys.
Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Things are about to get real, real interesting.
Maybe.
We have an alleged.
Maybe they get interesting.
We have an alleged hardcore, legit Harry Potter fan in the studio right now. He happens to work in our IT department. Thank you for the Wi-Fi, by the way. Appreciate you.
Yeah, let's keep that going.
Thank you so much. His name is Oz. Welcome, Oz.
Hey,
thank you so much.
Guys?
Before we continue, because it was just a rumor saying that you're a hardcore Harry Potter fan.
That's right.
Can you give me three things that make you a legit hardcore Harry Potter fan?
All right. I've read each book at least 4 times.
Wow.
Seems a bit much.
Dedication. 7 books, yeah, right? There's seven books all together?
Dedicated, yes.
Okay, wow. And they're long, too.
Yep.
That's one.
I cried when Dumbledore died.
Oh, whoa!
Oh, spoiler alert. Sorry. Oh, jeez.
Okay, okay.
Come on, buddy.
Oh,
come on.
No, it's not okay, Chelsea. I'm only on movie 4.
Well, most people that are listening have seen it.
Sorry.
It's not about them. It's about me.
Okay.
Number 3, I'm completely 100% in love with Emma Watson.
Oh.
Yes. That's fair.
The word on the street is, too, you have Harry Potter tattoos.
I mean, I would have led with correct. That. I would have led with that correct. Tattoo thing.
Let me take a look. Let me
wait,
show,
what
let
is
show.
It?
You have Harry Potter tattoos. And what that's we're going right. to get into is because Brian just barely started watching Harry Potter movies because he wants to catch up. He missed out on that. So there's some things he doesn't agree with.
Oh, good.
He's got some questions.
Yeah. So, Oz, you are definitely a legit Harry Potter fan. Look at that tattoo. It's a skull.
The dark mark right here. The stars at the corners of each page.
Oh, my gosh.
The book. The phoenix.
It's all over his arm. His right arm. His bicep.
I got an owl on my leg as well.
Wow, yes. That's crazy.
And okay. the time turner.
That's confirmed.
What house are you in?
I like to believe I'd be Slytherin.
Okay, all right.
There it is. We are live on Instagram, by the way, at 971AmpRadio if you want to check out those Harry Potter tattoos. All right, Brian, some things you don't agree with, man. Maybe Oz can break it down for you.
Well, I started reviewing the Harry Potter movies because, one, I'd never seen them. And they're 20 years old. I didn't realize that. It seems like they came out of, like, last year or whatever.
Right.
So I could have seen them in high school. Anyways, so far... Listen, I'm not the biggest fan of Harry. I think he's kind of annoying. I think Harry reminds me of the kid when I was teaching kindergarten who would ask you a question they already know the answer to just to see if you knew it. And then if you weren't right, they'd be like, actually, it's this. And he pushes his glasses up.
Right. I think deep down we all find Harry a little annoying.
Because he does everything perfectly. He's like, I've never played Quidditch before. And then all of a sudden he's like flying around, like standing on the broom. It's like, come on, buddy. That's a little bit extreme. I also don't like, it makes me uncomfortable when they talk about half-blood, full-blood, muggle-born. Like, it just seems like a racist caste system. And I'm not a real big fan of that.
It sounds like Bloods and Crips.
It gives it depth. It makes us relate to everyday situations.
I just hate it when they talk about these full-blood wizards versus muggle-born. And they're like, man, this is a muggle-born. Born of the muggles. And I'm like, you know what, man? We're better than that.
We've evolved.
We've evolved. I think J.K. Rowling was clearly high. And I used to think, like, movie 1, I thought J.K. Rowling was just, like, hitting that weed. Now, like, she's full out, like, MDMA. She is just looking for drugs. Because, I mean, some of that stuff is so weird for no reason. There's just, like, these little headless Jamaican guys who hang from, like, the rearview mirror on these buses. Yeah, and they're
man. That sounds crazy.
Hit the gas pedal, man. And I'm like, there's no way she wasn't high. The other thing that is kind of weird is that they all act way too breezy when something wild happens. Like, one of the movies, I can't remember which one it was, I think it was the 3rd, all of a sudden, everyone's getting petrified, and like there was a petrified cat nailed to the wall, and everyone's...
What?
Yeah, and everyone's just like, we'll get to the bottom of this. I'm like, there's a psychopath amongst you killing cats. Oh, and you know what? They got to stop dressing the elves in, like, dirty pillowcases.
That's part of the lore.
I'm not a fan of slavery. I think it's awful, and I want all these elves to be freed. So hopefully that happens in the 5th movie.
Oz, you're a hardcore Harry Potter fan, and just to wrap this up, is there any defense you have for Harry Potter after what Brian just said?
I would say give the books a chance.
Ooh.
I know. It's tough to...
Wait, you mean read?
Yeah, I know.
That's never going to happen.
The new guys on 97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
You're going a little cray because your kids are in summertime right now. You have no idea what to do with them. Have them count all the songs that are going to be played today without commercials. Like, hey, count that. It'll be fun. You know, because it's going to be a lot of them.
Give them like an internship logging song for us.
Absolutely. No, but we got some good ideas, some solutions for you if you're going crazy, don't know what to do with your kids. You've already called the in-laws way too many times and you're just tired of your in-laws being like, we always take care of your kids. When are you going to be a mom? So anyways, look, we got some good solutions for you.
It felt like it was a personal thing.
I know.
My in-laws are up north, so we don't have that ability. Kaiser Permanente is offering Operation Splash, which is really cool, guys. It's offering free swim classes for your kids and overall for low-income families here in SoCal. So for more info on this, because the program's already kicked off, visit swim.com. swimla.org. Swimla.org. That's a really cool program.
Well, it's super important for safety.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You get these kids next to pools or, you know, whatever, oceans. We've got a lot of those, rivers, lakes, and things.
Yeah.
So just being able to, and a lot of people, swim classes are a luxury. It's not, that's like not something that you set aside a budget for if you are somebody who has like a like an income rate, a fixed income that you know you have certain things you can set aside money for. Swim classes aren't ones that are really
high
on the list.
It's not a priority.
No, it's not.
Absolutely. So that's really cool. Swimla.org. Also, if you have a Disneyland season pass and you're trying to invite friends to go with you or cousins or whatever, maybe family members, check this out. This is pretty cool. So Disneyland just announced this on Friday. You'll be able to purchase a 1-day park hopper ticket for friends up to 40% off.
Oh, wow.
So you don't have to keep going back to Disneyland by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can invite the in-laws and have them take care of your child at Disneyland. Amen to that.
You can't just drop your kids off at Disneyland, right?
Oh, no, that's only at Chuck E. Cheese.
There's even worse, man. When you go into Chuck E. Cheese, they stamp everybody. You gotta like check them in, check them out.
Yeah, for real, man. No, but there are a lot of parents, man. They'll legit drop off the kids at Chuck E. Cheese and then go to the movies.
How old do you have to be to drop your kids off like at Disneyland? Like, you gotta have one that's like maybe 12 or 13 to keep an eye on the others.
So
like, here's $40, go hit some rides, come back later in the day and pick you up.
I think that just depends on what kind of parent you are. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm already planning on it right now. I should say what kind of parent I'd be. I'm like, I got stuff to do.
Speaking about having fun in the summertime for kids, these kids apparently are having a little too much fun across the street from the church in Stamford, Connecticut, and now they're getting in trouble, and there's beef between the city and the church. I'll explain why. So the problem is that the city of Stamford, Connecticut put up a 26-foot statue of Marilyn Monroe across the street from the church in her iconic pose where she's trying to keep down her skirt.
Right, it's blowing up from like a subway grate or something.
It's 26 feet tall. So kids right after church are running over there and trying to climb her legs and look up her skirt.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
After just, you know, preparing for First Communion or whatever, maybe they're over here trying to climb Marilyn Monroe.
That's
so there's
funny.
Major beef going on in that situation. We'll see what happens.
I mean, just tell the kids. It's just a bunch of bronze. There's nothing up there. It's just a statue.
The New Guys.
Amp Radio. 97.1.
Amp Radio.
Commercial Free Mondays.
Chelsea Report, what's going down?
So speaking of Drake, we've been talking about it for the last few weeks. Pusha T made a bold claim that Drake has a secret son on the diss track, The Story of Adonan. And now, Maury Povich wants to get to the bottom of it.
Of course he does.
Do you want Drake?
Let me intro it. Okay, ready, Brad?
Did you guys work this out before we started?
Like,
wrong.
So he has officially invited Drake to come on his show to take a paternity test and find out if he is in fact the father.
Would you want Drake and his baby mama to come on the show and once and for all settle it?
I'm praying it happens. Drake, come on. New season starts next month. We're ready. Drake, you are the father.
So, there you have it.
Goals.
Will he go on Maury or won't he? I mean, that is the question.
Of course, Maury's praying for it. It'll be the highest rated episode they've ever had.
It'll What are you talking about? It's going to be like a month long.
Draw it out.
That'd be like the least coolest thing he could do, how he would find out if he's the father. There's no way he would do it.
No,
no way.
Absolutely not.
I don't think he's got much of a sense of humor for this whole situation right now. I really don't, based on his silence, and I'd be a little bit annoyed if Pusha T disclosed that I had a child that I may or may not have been taking care of the last couple of years.
But no matter what, he needs to address it soon. Like, it's going on too
soon. Does he?
I don't care if he needs
to hide.
Like, he's just hiding right now, and I think I think he needs to just address it. Put it out there, my friend.
It's all going to make sense. One day.
What,
when we're
what?
All up in heaven, we'll find everything out.
If he lays low long enough, like we're bound to get into a battle over North Korean rockets again that will, you know, distract us from whether or not Drake has a baby.
There's no way we're gonna drop this. I'm just putting it out there. There's no way.
Sounds like there's no way you're gonna drop it.
Is he the father? I feel like he is the father. Anyways.
I just want another diss track. Come on. I don't care about
that.
This kid.
That too. In other news, Nicki Minaj just dropped a new song today called Rich Sex.
Wow.
And here's a little snippet.
Rich sex. If you let that broke tell him.
Rich sex.
If you let that broke tell him.
Rich sex.
If you let that broke tell him.
Rich sex.
If you let that
you can't really tell what she's saying because it's all bleeped out. But
I see why she went with the name Rich Sex. That's
interesting.
A pretty good idea what the beeps are.
That song's probably not going to be a radio song, is it?
Don't think it's going to crack the rotation
it's
here.
It's not going to be on the radio, is it? With all the bleeping out.
That's as likely as Drake going on Maury.
Right?
Yeah.
To catch highlights from the Chelsea Report and the New Guys, you can listen to our podcast. Please do it at ampradio.com. I'm not begging at all. Just go take a listen, right?
The New Guys.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
About to give out the dopest moment of the day award goes to Erica with an A, who's partying here in Hollywood this weekend for LA Pride. Yeah, so it's Erica.
Erica.
You best believe. Check this out, guys. She took us for a loop the way she answered this question. So Joel, who's our street teamer, goes out every weekend, sacrifices his mind, his body, his soul for Tipsy Talk, where we interview real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. And I don't know if you guys knew, but Father's Day weekend's coming up. Probably nobody knew, because nobody cares about his fathers.
It's kind of like that second place in terms of, like, Mother's Day is such a bigger deal.
Oh, yeah, bro. Way bigger.
Just get the shaft.
So this is what Erica had to say when we asked her about her dad. Check this out.
Father's Day season is in full effect. Do you have any daddy issues?
Oh, I have lots of daddy issues. My first daddy gives me $500 a week. The next daddy gives me $350, but I kind of got to go to the movies with him. But you know what? I'm over that shit. So I'm just going to stick to daddy number one. So I got one daddy issue, okay?
Oh, my God. I'm talking about your real daddy.
No, my daddy's fine. He's at home, probably sleeping while I'm getting drunk. I hope he doesn't hear this.
Erica with an
Erica.
I'm still unclear whether she's talking about, like, she has a sugar daddy or two, or if she has baby daddies.
I think she's talking sugar daddy. That's what I got from it.
I don't. She's unclear.
Said, I have to go to the movies with him, but I don't want to.
Sometimes you got to go to the movie with your baby daddy. Keep him happy. I mean,
depends what kind of relationship you have.
Watch the children's movies just for that reason alone. Yeah. I see what you're saying. But Erica, thank you for partying with us and for doing our interview. Super good. Also, we got to check in on our fine-o-meter. So remember, we get fined according to your text messages, 877-971-HITS. Whoever reaches 10 fines has to buy you, one of you guys, new guys listeners, a breakfast for you and your workplace. And us as well. Brian, you get fined for being too mean.
Yep.
Chelsea for fangirling. And myself for being too positive or too nice.
Well, so this one, we gotta fine. Well, we got to discuss it.
we got to
debate it. Well, because it could be a loophole. It could be a loophole for Chelsea.
Okay.
But Chelsea was on an international flight, and she was sitting in front of Adele. Now, the fine would come because she was fangirling hard. But she's admitting that fangirling. So the fine wouldn't come because she was fangirling about Adele. The fine technically would come because she was fangirling so hard about Adele, she failed to notice Brad Pitt sitting right next to Adele until the end of the flight.
In a 10-hour flight, did not notice that Brad Pitt was
behind
her. Not
even a little bit. And the thing is I heard Adele talking to some man sitting next to her, and I thought
he
was annoying her. Like, I literally was like, "Ooh, poor Adele, just this guy up. Is like, won't shut up about his
Fan
kids, and like,
alone.
How his children speak French." And then, sure enough, the end of the flight comes, and all I can think about is Adele and what I'm going to say to her, because I have this one moment to make an impression, and I love her, and she's great. And then Brad Pitt stands up, and I'm like, that's who you're talking to.
Wow.
Okay, makes sense now. Also, do they know each other? Do they have a history?
Right.
What's so many questions still.
And you know what? Now that you bring this up, Chelsea, it probably took the full 10-hour flight for Brad Pitt to talk about all his children. So that's
so
why
true.
He wouldn't
got a
shut
slew
up.
Of them.
That's true. Yeah.
So yeah. So I think it's a fine.
I mean,
I'm just trying to get free breakfast.
I agree with that. And I think the loophole comes, I think, because it's not a fine for fangirling about Adele. It's a fan for fangirling so hard about Adele that you didn't notice Brad Pitt was right there. And had he been just some D-list actor, not a big deal.
And you know what?
Brad Pitt.
You know what? I'll give myself also, I'll admit to the fine, because then the only thing I really said to her was how much I'm a fan of Beyonce.
There it is.
And we fangirled over Beyonce together. So kind of like, it was a fangirl moment.
Alex,
I'll take it.
What is the number count right now on the final meter?
That's 10
for Chelsea.
Free breakfast.
I just threw my hands up like, woo, yeah, I did it. Then I was like, wait a minute. No, actually, right. That means I got to pay for
breakfast. So this Friday, you have to get us a free breakfast, and not from IHOB. I'm mad at them for changing to IHOB burgers. Really? Come on. And also, one of our new guys listeners gets free breakfast.
I can do that. It's fine. I deserve it. I mean, I think kind of. Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything. Just let it be.
And okay. Yep. Great. Have a good day, you guys. Don't let anyone steal your sunshine. What is it? Steal your, what is it?
Don't let anyone
steal your sunshine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.